Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you're joining me at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable, for an exciting show today. The show today is dealing with an interesting topic, and we'll talk about that. It's talking about the truth. So, should be interesting. I'm excited about it, and as well. This morning, we want to thank God for giving us an opportunity to come on the internet, speak to mothers and daughters all over the world. What an opportunity. Father God, we just thank you. We ask you to give me the words to say, give me the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the heart to understand the conversation that we're going to have this morning, that it be fruitful to the minds and the soul of the people that are the mothers and daughters that are listening, and that it brings about a harvest that will glorify your kingdom. And we just thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, man, I tell you, it is such an honor, such an honor. I get up on Saturday morning, and, you know, a lot of times I'm just like you. Sometimes I'm tired, and sometimes I have to just figure out, okay, how am I going to get this energy to get up and do what I have to do? But the moment I get up and start, energy just comes. God, just give me the energy, the strength, and then he starts talking to me, and I start writing. And I can just feel the journey taking off. It's an interesting, it's an exciting adventure. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I want to tell people that find out what God has for you to do, because it's so exciting. Once you discover what your passion is, and you get into that, you will never feel that you will work a day in your life, because it will be such an easy journey. Sure, there's some bumps in the road, but you know you're on your course. You can understand that. If you're driving along the road and you're in a car, there are going to be some bumps in the road. You don't just stop the car and get out. You keep going. You don't turn around and go back. You keep going. So, with all that being said, all I'm saying is look at your passion, the reason that you're here, and tune into that and discover the fun and excitement of actually being on your journey. If you are not on your journey, I'm here to tell you, you are missing the good of life. You're missing it. And Satan will steal it from you by telling you, you don't have time to do this, or do it next week. You know, just wait and see. Or he gets you so busy talking about other things and getting involved with other people's stuff that you can't really stay on track with your own. So we've got to learn, and that's some of our conversation today. Excuse me. We've got to learn how to figure out, why are we here? Come on. It's time to wake up and stop it. And don't say it today and then forget about it tomorrow. Why are we here? What is your purpose? You get into a bump on the road, you stop. Those bumps, sometimes they get deeper and deeper, and they become like really potholes. Like, we can tell you a few cities. I don't want to call out any cities, but I know a couple of cities that come to mind. I mean, you can't drive 2 seconds without hitting a pothole, but you don't stop going. You don't just say, I'm not going to make my destination. You hit the pothole. Sometimes it tears up the car, and it definitely, every time you hit a pothole, it's going to do some wear and tear on your car. That's, you know that. And eventually, your car is out of line. You got to take it and have it adjusted. It wears out your tires. But you don't stop. You just keep going. You keep going. And you hit another pothole and another pothole. But you keep on that road because you have some place in your mind that you're trying to get to. Well, it's the same thing with life. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on today. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I thank you for joining me this morning, listening in on Mothers and Daughters Having an Honest Conversation at the Roundtable. I want you to sit back, relax. I always tell people, make it fun. Don't make it stressful. You know, just sit back and enjoy. And just imagine that I'm sitting at the table with you, and we're sitting there, and we're having this conversation. If you can get that image in your mind, then, you know, you're going to relax, and you're going to talk to me on the radio as if I was sitting there at the table with you. That's where I want Mothers and Daughters to get. I want you to get to that comfort zone that you can just imagine me sitting in the midst of your conversation. You can call me at 347-539-5078. Excuse me, I have a tickle this morning in my throat, but it's getting better. You can click 1 anytime you want to have, or you want to join in on the conversation, just click 1. Or you can go on www.blogtalkradio.com via your computer, and you can listen. You just go to the, you have to put the, T-H-E, Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. And when you do that, you can listen to us on the Internet. I would love for you to be a part of the conversation by calling us, because what happens is when you talk to me, it broadens the conversation, and therefore it touches more people. But when you're on there and you don't talk to me and you have this wonderful thoughts and God is speaking to you and sharing something and telling you to share that thought with someone else. When God tells you to share something, he's telling you to share it because there's someone out there that you have no idea who they are that's waiting on an answer. So it's not about you. It's about you doing what God tells you to do so that you can be a blessing to someone else. And I don't care how many times we have the show, and you speak every time we have the show, just think, that's a part of the ministry that you are adding on to help somebody else. Somebody will hear you. They will hear you because everybody cannot always hear me. So just keep in mind, this is an inclusive ministry to reach mothers and daughters, and everyone has a part of the conversation because your conversation is going to attach to someone's ear, and they will hear you when they may not hear me because they might be able to relate to your situation. So let's join in, share, and be a blessing to someone else. Just think, get outside of yourself and say, whatever's going on, God is telling me to say this. If it comes up in your mind to say it, God is telling you to say it, just know he's telling you that because you're going to be a blessing to someone else. Our stimulating topic this morning is mothers and daughters discovering their truth. Mothers and daughters discovering their truth. Now, that's an interesting topic. And it kind of leads us, we're still on the same journey that we've been taking for the last few weeks. If you notice, I've connected the conversations. I have not disconnected. Each week we roll into one from the other because I wanted it to be a continuation conversation rather than starting a new conversation every week. This is a continuous conversation. If you notice, that's the way the show has been going for the last maybe month and a half. So every Saturday morning we get up, we pick up from where we left off last Saturday, and then we roll in too and keep the conversation going. And I like it like that because it flows. And I'm thinking, God, you're so good. I like the way this is going. I like to thank all of the partners, you know, people that have done wonderful, wonderful things for this ministry. that have stretched themselves to be a blessing to the ministry, and God will stretch himself to be a blessing to you. I'm telling you, the blessings are coming. The blessings are flowing. I'm feeling them. I'm receiving them. God is good. It is moving. So if you had a hand in this ministry at all, just sit back and relax and know that the blessings are on their way to you, and they're closer than you think. That's my word for you today. This week is going to be an extraordinary week for harvest from your blessing from this ministry. Hold on to that and watch and see. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can go to www.mdbn.org. That's www.m, as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org. Click on the red button, make your donation, or if you'd like to speak to me, you can call me at 786-462-6470. 786-462-6470. And just do what's in your heart. You know, feel good about it, because God likes a cheerful giver. If you give it and you don't feel good about it, then you need to keep it. I don't want it, because it won't be a blessing to me or the ministry, okay? Because then God is not going to honor it. You have to feel good about it and do it from your heart. Again, this morning our topic is mothers and daughters discovering their truth. And for the newcomers that's coming on, I'm Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host today on Blog Talk Radio, Mothers and Daughters Coming to the Roundtable to Have an Honest Conversation. I want to make just one announcement, a couple announcements. One is that Mothers and Daughters, we have a Mother and Daughter Spiritual Bonding Seminar, which will be held at the end of, well, it's the third Saturday of each month. This month we have it the last Saturday. The next seminar will be on October the 29th, 2011. You can call to register. The registration fee is $15 per person. And you can call me at 786-462-6470. Or you can contact me on my website or email me. Let's just email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. And my website is drbessie.com. So, if you're interested in attending the Mother and Daughter Spiritual Bonding Seminar on October the 29th, call us so that you can register. It's a limited seating, and it's $15 per person. I'd like to have a special thanks to the ambassadors. These are the women that help. They are my advisory board. They are the ones that help put all of these programs on. They are the ones that help keep me straight as far as programming, discovery, you know, praying together, the whole nine yards. They are the part of the ministry that help keep me going. And then I'd also like to say a vision board meeting will be Monday night at 8, and let's get on it. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and our topic today, mothers and daughters discovering their truth. Let's look at this. This show is brought to you by the supporters of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Faith Ministry. Now, last week we talked about mothers and daughters' reflection of themselves. Now, we looked at two strong relationships that had major input on your life and your feelings about yourself. Let's look at the results of those relationships and how they project an image or vision for what you see in the mirror. We talk about the power of the tongue, the power of the words that come out of your mouth. What you say and how what you say has an effect on what you think, which are your thoughts. and then your thoughts project an image. So last week we were talking about the image part of it. We're talking about the reflection. What do you see when you look in the mirror? You know, are you seeing who you really are? Or are you seeing who you think you are? Are you seeing who people say you are? That's the gist of it. It's all about the words that you receive in your mind that create the thought, and then you start living out of that. Who are you really looking at? Because, you know, television, radio, newspaper, gossip, conversations with other people can create an image in your mind of who you really think you are. And that's not who you are at all. But, and I keep saying this, the Bible states, as a man thinketh, so is he. So you become who you think you are, whether you generated those words or someone else generated those words. And the prime example was, you look at television. Today they said, you know, the average size of a woman used to be a size 8, and everybody wanted to be a size 8 because, you know, the words was out there in the universe, and people grabbed hold to them, and they showed the young lady that is a size 8, and if a woman wear a size 16, she thought she just did not fit in. She was unaccepted in the world's eye. Because what? She accepted the word from someone on television or someone in the newspaper, you know, or a magazine that say you're supposed to be this person. Well, that's not necessarily true. That is not true. You're not supposed to be that person. You're supposed to be who you are and get into the truth of who you really are. And from that, it's always about what you can't eat and what you can't eat. One minute you can't eat this, and a couple months or a year or so later, it'll come back and say, oh, we discovered that this particular food is very healthy for you. And for years you've heard that it was not, and you adjust your diet according to. So you've been on a yo-yo, just following trends, but not really following what God has placed inside of you as to who you are. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Your reflection. And last week we discovered that. Now today we're talking about discovering the truth. See, we've talked about reflection. We talked about what other people say. But what are you really saying? You know, from within yourself, who you really are. And, excuse me, you're the only person that know who you really are. Now, you can fake it. You can pretend to be this person in front of one person. See, what people do, everybody that you meet, you project a different image. And some people say, no, I'm the same all the time. Yeah, you may have the same personality traits. And you may have the same belief in your heart, but you adjust that and the things about you and your mind and your words according to the people that you're in front of. Now, you adjust that because if you're in the crowd that you don't feel very comfortable or you feel that you're out of place, you will adjust your conversation. You will say less than you will if you were with your best girlfriend. Because with your best girlfriend, you feel you can be who you think you are. And it's okay. But when you're with other people and you don't know them, then you project another self. So we want to discover the truth of who you really are. Are you who you project yourself to be? Who are you portraying yourself to be today, right now, this moment? If you're in your home, you're pretty close to who you really are because nobody's there watching you. And what I tell people, you know, I'm a chicken eater, and there's a southern part of me that want to chew that bone. But do you think I'm going to go into a fine restaurant and do that? I don't think so. I'm not going to do that there. So, you know, there again, we all do it. Yet when I'm home, I might chew it. Doesn't make it right or wrong, but we project what we want to be when we want to be it, that image that we're trying to prove, to put out there. So over the last past weeks, we've been discovering how to progress from within. Now, as we know, whatever is in you will come out of you in one manner or another. You can try to hide it. You can try to fake it, but it comes out. Whatever you feel inside of you will come out. It will come out in a behavior. It will come out in a word. But it's coming out. It is destined. It's sort of like the old saying, whatever happens in the dark will come to the light. People say, oh, no, I've gotten by. I remember I've done so and done so, and, you know, it never caught up with me. Oh, it will. And a lot of times it did. It came through other things that you probably didn't attach it to. You know, when you experience something that you could avoid experiencing, but because you did a certain thing, God allowed you to experience a certain thing. And we've all had experiences that we just couldn't figure out why this is happening in our lives. So we have to take responsibility. It all goes back to the truth. Who are we, and what are we thinking, and how are we projecting the truth of our reality or the truth of someone else's words? So we talked about words you speak will not return void. It's just impossible because it goes against God's law. You're made in his image, and when he speaks, those words go out. He said, my word will not come back void. The word is designed to yield itself according to the intent in which it was sent. Every word has an intent behind it. And sometimes people have an intent and they will say, the person will receive that word with that intent, and the person will say, no, that's not what I really meant. I didn't intend, no, that's not what, yes, you did. You know, let's get to the truth. Yes, you did. You said it, you meant it, but you thought about it, and then you decide you wanted to change it because the energy is something that goes out with your words. When you send a word out lovingly, a person will receive it lovingly. And we've all sent out words, but let me just tell them something. Let me let them know how I feel. And we come out with these words, and the words come with the intent, the energy that is to deliver that feeling from you to them. Keep in mind, they have a monitoring meter just like you. If you can feel when someone said something and it hurts your feelings, then the other person can too. So we talked about your thoughts and how they generate your visions of who you think you are, but are they really who you think you are? Are their thoughts generated from external sources like television, radio, you know, books, internet, conversations with other people, or are they coming from your own internal intro conversation? Over the past few weeks, we have been led up to and through discussions that's leading us up to the topic today, the truth. Which is your present reality, mothers and daughters discovering their truth. To discover a thing is to find out something, to realize something, to learn something, or to have a discernment on something. And, you know, it's so amazing because a lot of times when you're talking to spiritual people, they say, you know, I have a discernment, you know, and that's good. Is to have the gift of discernment, and so I can discern certain things. Well, you know what? Everybody has the gift of discernment. It's not a private party. Everybody has it because that's giving you a part of the wisdom that God would give you. It's a part of that family, discernment, because you are like an animal in the wild. If you see a deer and that deer is 100 feet off from you, that deer has the discernment that someone is in my territory. If that deer is drinking water, will stop immediately, turn, look, position his or herself to discover the truth of their reality. Someone is in my territory. And will continue to do that until they discover someone's there and they take off. Well, why would God give an animal discernment and not give it to you? So you have it, and it deals with the uncovering of the truth about yourself and how this truth came to be. Now let's look at what is the truth. The truth is the fact. The truth is a reality. It's a certainty of a thing. The truth is accuracy, genuineness, exactness, legitimacy, and truthful reality. In other words, it's just plain, old-fashioned honesty, just being honest. You can get into that mode and you can live out of that mode, then you will discover the truth about yourself. Because if you can't be honest with you, then you can't be honest with anyone else. So today, what I want you to do is look at, this is your assignment. Start looking at all the things about yourself that has been coming up, popping up. How are you dealing with those? Are you just putting them aside, or are you dealing with the truth? Because when you look at discovery, discovering the truth is easier from another person's perspective. We find that most people like to discover the truth about others. They will make it their business to, if you give them just a half an inch, they're going to make it their business to just keep delving into whatever little pieces of hearsay that they've gotten. They're just going to keep doing at it and picking at it and picking at it and picking at it, and they become a Columbo discovering the truth of the matter. Now, that's easy when it's about someone else. And in most cases, it is their discovery, you know, of the truth. They underline it with, I'm not a gossiper. But what they don't realize, their discovery of the truth in someone else's life, they're courting with the first cousin of gossip. So you are really having an affair with the first cousin of gossip, because you're following up rumors, hearsays, scandals, tattletales. But to fool yourself that you're not gossiping, you're saying, I'm not gossiping, but. And when you say but, you know what I say about but? You just erase everything you just said. Because now you're entering the journey. This is where the journey starts. And most of the time, 90% of the time, the journey ends in a grave. More people are lying in a grave right now because someone else decided they wanted to discover the truth about what happened to them. And that truth led and grew from gossiping, nosiness, rumors, hearsay. So mothers, if you are a gossiper, in most cases, your daughter will pick up those traits and they'll pass them on to their daughters. And it goes on and on from generation to generation. Now, a good example of that is that I've heard it, and I'm sure most of you have too. You know, you hear someone say, she's just like her mother, always running her mouth about other people. You know, because what people realize, they know the mother, and the mother was always talking about someone. And then the daughter picks up on that trait, talking about someone. Our daughters turn into us, so we have to be very careful when we demonstrate certain things in front of our children. Now, can you blame the daughter when the daughter was reared in an environment that set an example of gossiping with a reference point of, I'm not gossiping, I'm just talking. You know, I don't gossip, but let me tell you this. I don't care which way you try to put it, you are gossiping mothers. And that daughter, or your daughter, is observing you. You may be on the phone, you think they're not listening. They are listening to the way that you handle your situation. And they pick up on those traits, and when something comes up, they find themselves saying, you know, it's not a thing that they were planned to do. It's just an innate thing that they pick up just from constantly hearing and the way that you handle a conversation, you know, and they will reference it. I'm not gossiping because I don't gossip. And some people really believe that in their mind because they have convinced themselves, I'm not gossiping. I'm just talking. Or I'm telling you, but I don't want you to tell anybody else. Now, you know, when you tell somebody, I'm telling you, don't tell nobody else, you just gave them permission, because it's highly impossible for a person to keep it, because that's a seed that just generates wow. And then by the time they get ready to tell somebody else, they got to add something to it to make it exciting, because they can't tell it just like you said it. It won't be exciting to the next person. So then you forget what really was said, and then you add your flavor to it so you can spice it up to be interesting to your girlfriend who you're going to talk to. It's gossiping. And your daughter will get that. But when it comes to discovering the truth from your perspective, most people find that very difficult. And that's why most people, the people that gossip, they spend more time taking care of somebody else's business than their own, because if they really got into who they really are, it's painful. The most painful thing is to discover the truth about yourself and acknowledge that truth. And sometimes doing that discovery is so painful, you'll stop in the middle of it and move to something else. Let me watch a television show. Let me read something. Or let me call my girlfriend. Or let me do something. Because you want to ease up out of that stress, that pain that's pressing you into a reality of what you think about yourself and how you're being. So self-discovery is very hard. A lot of times people will go to counseling because they can't not do it themselves. And that's not a bad thing. Whatever you need to do it, you do it. I've had counseling myself. When I get to a point that it seems like I can't get to the reality, I'm telling you what I know. It's painful. Because, see, you can talk yourself out of the truth when it's about you. I could say to myself, well, maybe not. Maybe it wasn't quite that way, when I really know it was. You know, see, it's very hard to lie to yourself, but it's so painful when you're trying to align your words and your thoughts and your visions to get to the real reality of who you are, who you want to be. See, we're all striving to be better. We're all striving to be like Christ. And in order to get there, we got to discover the truth about ourselves. In order to help our families, in order to help our children, we've got to discover the truth as mothers. And the truth will set you free. But because it's so painful, it's hard to stay on that journey. We want to take the road less stressful and say, I'll get back to it at another time. And by the time you get back to it, your daughter is grown. She's out on her own. But yet she's carrying with her those things that she's seen and she's watched and she's heard. while she was with you. And sometimes you say, I don't understand my daughter. I don't know why she's coming up with these things. I don't know why this behavior is coming out. I can't talk to that girl. She's doing this and she's doing that. But mothers, you have to remember, you were a daughter too, and you had a mother. So you are still holding on to some of the things that you got from your mother, your aunt, your grandmother, whoever has been significant in your life that you spent more time around, you have some of their traits. And sure, we're not going to be able to eliminate all of them because, you know, that's our life. We just have to deal with it. We have to realize this is the truth and where do I go from here? Because I have another responsibility, and that is rearing my daughter. Now, when you discover that, that's how we get to the honest conversation. To get to the honest conversation is to discover the truth about yourself. If you can't honor the truth in yourself, it's going to be hard for you to honor the truth in your daughters. Now, think about that. You can't give what you don't have. And you can't have what you can't see. You got to first have the vision. You got to see it because that builds onto your faith to believe it. Once you see it in your mind's eye, you will believe that as a reality. And you can have what you believe. As a man thinketh, so is he. So when you try to correct your daughter in certain areas, you might get back what you have put out there. A lot of untruths, a lot of hearsay, a lot of misleading thoughts that are not the truth about who you really are, but the truth as your daughter sees it. Because keep in mind, she's working from the outside and you're working from the inside. So whatever she sees on the outside is all that she has to form her impression and her vision of who you really are. But is she really seeing the truth of who you really are? That comes with the honest conversation. The honest conversation has to come from your heart. In the honest conversation, sometimes you have to give up some of the truth from the inside in order to fix some of the things that are on the outside. Discovering the truth will set you free, and you will mind your business and concentrate on your reality if you do that. Because if you mind your business, concentrate on your reality, you won't have time to mind someone else's business, not even your daughter's, because you'll be so busy trying to make sure you're right. But in the meantime, when you do that, it's going to affect your daughter because she's going to see the change in your behavior. She's going to hear the change in your words. And she's going to feel the effect of the truth beaming out of you, and that's that progress from within. So remember, as a man thinketh, so is he or she. Whatever's on the inside of you will eventually come out. It cannot stay. Those words are moving around in your head. Those thoughts are given a projection, and somewhere they've got to land. They've got to come out somehow in your behavior or in your conversation with someone else. So start discovering your own truth today and find that that truth is what God has lied, has given inside of you. It's the truth that lies inside of you. And once you discover that, it will lead you to your passion. It will lead you to your role on this major play that has been written by the author and the finisher of your life. Thank you for listening. I'm going to open up the lines and let's talk about it. Let's talk about your truth. Good morning. Good morning, 954.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
What is the truth with you today? Well, the truth is, I was having some problems following you. And then, of course, I always go and I do my research, and I was looking up the words intent, and I was looking up the word, the words intent versus perception versus the other word I came up with was resentment. And oftentimes, all three of these words play a key role in
separation. You are not clear.
Okay. What I'm saying is, when you start thinking about the word intent, and you put it out, and you put words out there about someone else or something that you intend for that person to get, oftentimes it's perception. It's the perception of the other person that the word gets taken to a whole new level that you yourself might not have intended for. It has a lot to do with perception is what I'm saying. And based on that person's emotional state at that time, whether the intent of the word is taken to heart or they're going to build up resentment with the words that has come forth. And as far as the relationship goes with mothers and daughters, when you have these honest conversations, depending on where that person's mind is or the emotional state, what that person says, that mother or that daughter says to each other, it can go left field or the word can be taken for the intent that it was put out there for. It's all perception is what I'm saying, depending on the emotional state of the person at the time that the words are going forward.
And
you
that's
have,
true.
We have no responsibility about what a person sees what you're saying, but the only thing is, and I do agree with what you said concerning that oftentimes it takes the focus off of us. It's easy to put the words out there on somebody else and the intent. But when you start to do self-discovery, it's very, very difficult to have those honest conversations, especially when it comes to mothers and daughters, because you're mirroring yourself, especially when a mother is talking to a daughter, and a daughter don't fall far from the tree. And so when you go to have these honest conversations, the intent of what's being said is oftentimes, is what I'm saying, oftentimes is perception. And in that perception, resentments come.
That is true.
Yes.
That it is about perception. But what I was saying this morning, it's dealing with the fact that you raise a child, that child has seen your behavior. They know when you say one thing and do another, especially in the household. So the perception is trained, the mind is trained from a small child. So therefore, when that child is 16, 17, 18, and you're trying to harness that child's mind and bring it in, because when they become teenagers, parents begin to focus from a different perception within themselves because they see certain things from the child. But the child has watched. Say, for instance, and I'll use this as an example. You go out and you act as if everything is good in your home. And when you're out in public, you know, say, for instance, you're a minister. You're out in public and everybody just love you. That child is in the house and knowing that you're cursing and fussing and carrying on and fighting and going out. See, that's how they get the perception from your words, because they get the perception from your words from who you have been or acted in their presence. So, therefore, when you go out there and you're saying something, they're going to pick up on that when it comes to the child. But as an individual, people say things, and they send it with an intent. They send it because they're angry, and they will say it because I'm going to tell her a piece of my mind and then try to do it like, well, I'm not going to just come out, you know, nasty, but you say the words with the intent and they feel it. It's like a word spoken. It will hit your heart. You will feel the intent from that word. It has nothing to do with the other person being in another state of mind. It's that your words will carry the intent in which you are sending it out with. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
So, caller, that's an interesting conversation. Caller had a great point of view. Is it the intent that you're sending out, or is it the perspective in which a person received it? You can look at it both ways, or it can be one or the other. Come on now. You are joining the conversation. Don't sit back and look and listen. What is your take on it? You know, it's an interesting way of looking at the truth. Or are you sitting back and discovering the truth within yourself? Let's have the conversation, because this conversation is going to help someone. I know someone grew from that. I love it. Thank you, Cynthia. She did her homework. She said, I'm going back and I'm looking. And let's talk about this from a different perspective. Great job. Good morning, 347.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. This is Evangelist Cecilia Davis of Brooklyn, New York. I'm just sitting here today enjoying your topic as usual. And I must say I enjoy the way that you're having it flow from one week to the next week. And I think it's great. And what I want to say about the topic today about mothers and daughters discovering the truth, that is very deep, just as last week was, and I didn't get a chance to speak on the topic last week also. But what I want to say about the topic this week, it's deep and you have to really do your homework, because as you was explaining it and talking about it, I was doing my homework with it. And when you said that you really have to discover the truth, and discover the truth sometimes is hurtful, or sometimes you don't want to deal with the truth and you just want to move on, and then you just move on and do something else. So I discover that when I look at myself and I see things that I don't like about myself, it's much easier for me to say, okay, I see what I don't like. I know what I have to do, and I know how to do it. But sometimes it's just so hard to do that. We'll rather, after we try a little bit, or I rather, after I try a little bit, say, you know what, I'm going to come back to this. Let me call my girlfriend on the telephone and get into somebody else's mess, or get into my daughter, call my daughter, get into her mess instead of dealing with my own mess. And I even wasn't conscious that I was doing this until you bring this topic. It's a hard topic to deal with, and it's a hard topic to maintain, because if you could do this, you can make a difference in your life. If I could comprehend this, when I know what I need to be doing, right now I know what I need to be doing to move further for my destiny, to reach my passion, what I want to do. I know what I need to be doing. I'm doing it, but when I get tired of doing what I need to do, I do pick up the phone and I do get into other people's mess. So now I know what I need to do. I'm going to try to complete what I need to complete. And maybe by me doing this, reaching my passion in life, because I know what my goal is, and it took me a long time to get there, my daughter, my sister, my friends, or whatever, can see the difference and see that, yes, Evangelist Davis accomplished this. She said she was, and she's going to do this. So I'm just telling you this morning, this was a great topic, and it came from last week. Last week I was discovering the same thing, and I just follow up on it, and it's just awesome. But it's just hard, Dr. Betsy. It's just hard.
Well, it is hard. Now, I'm not telling you guys out there that I'm an expert at this. I only teach what God places on my heart. But I also remind you, I also remind you that I'm the student, and you all have the privilege to listen to the lessons that God is teaching me. You know, it is hard to discover the truth. I am discovering the truth. All of last week, I was discovering truth about myself, and I guess that's how this topic came up. For the last, I'd say the last month, God has just placed things in my life, and I had to discover the truth about them. I didn't want to do it. I would fight it. I would ask God questions 20 different ways, and he would come back and say, I already told you that. Because what I was doing was resisting. I was trying to resist it and saying, you know, it's, and then I would use the excuse, well, I just want to make sure I get it right. You know, that's what we do. Well, you know you heard what God said, but you just say, well, I just want to make sure I got it right. I don't want to make any more mistakes. I just want to please you, Lord. And all of that is a part of discovery of the truth within yourself. And it's growing, but it will, once you can accept it, it's about faith. Okay, Lord, I don't know, but you know what? I trust you, and I'm just going to move on with this. Because it is a painful stretch. It's like pulling your skin and stretching you out and like having a baby. You know, that baby, your body's got to stretch and redo itself. I mean, can you imagine a baby coming out of you? Your body had to really stretch itself to do that. So God is not going to let you just stay complacent. When you say, Lord, here am I, you can use me, or he's going to stretch you. He's going to make you discover the real truth about yourself, that when Jesus is in you, all things are possible. All things are possible if you believe. And that's the truth that he's trying to get you to. Okay?
Yes.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, 954.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, fine. Good morning. This is Sandra D. in Margate, Florida. And
how you doing, Sandra?
I'm just fine. I am. I agree with the topic today, and I just wanted to say it's always good in how you relay your message. And just looking within, and you're correct regarding as a man thinketh. You know, what you think on the inside comes out on the outside, because believe it or not, I actually have that particular quote on my computer as my screensaver, actually. And what happened, and actually this is a great topic today, because last week I was in an automobile accident on Thursday. And my son actually said something to me that I wasn't aware of, that kind of opened my eyes to some things, and which I'm glad he did, actually. And mm-hmm. So now I need to fix it, basically. What am I going to do to fix it? And thank God it's a simple process that I can do. But mm-hmm. The topic today was right on key, just looking within, what are you going to do? And you have to be honest with yourself, just like the other caller just said, you have to be honest with yourself. And and right now I'm in that process, and I'm thinking about it, and again, my son brought it to my attention. So I just want to say, great show. I appreciate it every week. I listen to you every week, and I hope more and more people will listen and get inspired.
Yeah, they're there. I'm looking at the switchboard. The switchboard is always full, and I know that they're there and hearing, and I appreciate that. So are you okay?
Oh, yes, I'm fine, and thank God everybody else is fine as well.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Well, you know, that's the prime thing that we're talking about, even though, you know, I tell people, if you have a son, the same principles apply. Now, see, that accident was allowed. Because if you did not have that accident, and see, God protect you, and I know that may sound cruel, and some people say, why would God allow that to happen? You know, because God allowed things to happen to get your attention. Now, if that had not happened, your son may not have had the opportunity to say what he said to you that brought about an awareness to your consciousness to make a change about something that he felt was very important. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, definitely.
He would have never said that to you probably. But at that
right.
moment in time, he felt, this is the time I can say it, and he said it, and you were ready to receive it.
Oh, yes,
so,
definitely.
When we're talking about discovering the truth, it is about your journey and the things that pop up in front of you as you travel on the journey. The truths are, how do I handle this situation? What do I do? And not try to do it yourself. So you got to realize that whatever happened, you cannot handle it within yourself. You have got to call on Jesus. He
right.
is the person that has the answers. He is the one that will fix it. But when we get into ourselves and thinking, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that, and never say, Jesus, would you please help me? I don't know how to do this. I need you to help me fix this. Then it's going to be fixed. Now, that's the truth. And
right.
that's what will get you from one point on your journey to the other. But sometimes we get into that thought of, I can do it. You don't even ask. And then when you don't ask, you get what you get. I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad your son is okay. And let's talk after the show.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You know, there was an old saying, there was a radio personality that used to say when I was a child, it's tight, but it's right. And that can mean a lot of different things to different people. You know, it may not always seem like it's fair, but you better believe if you're a child of God, all things work to good, to the good, together for the good. Let me say it right. All things work together for the good. Now, if God said that, then we know that is the truth. So whatever is going on in your life at this moment, it's an opportunity for you to learn something. It's an opportunity for you to experience something that will stretch your mind and enlighten your faith, because you have to realize whatever you're going through at this moment, it is a part of that all things. It's inclusive, working together for the good. So as the author, the beginning and the end, keep in mind, as we talked about last week, we are just in the middle, and the middle is where things happen, and those things are called life experiences. And keep in mind that the beginning and the end will never change. So how you experience life in the middle is up to you, because you have the power, you have the key to open any door in your life. And that key is made up of words. That's the key. We try to do so many different things, but if you just stop and get that one truth, everything is created from a word. You say it, you believe it, and nothing in the universe, not all the devils in hell, can stop it. Just don't say but, because if you do, you erase what the words that you said, and you will never see the harvest from those words. That's all that you have. Your power is in it. God created the heaven and earth by simply speaking a word. Use what you have to create what you want. Have a blessed week. God bless you.